If I could talk, the stories I could tell. It's the Bill Elder Podcast on this 26th day of October 2010. Hillary Rodham Clinton celebrates her 63rd birthday today. Wheel of Fortune's Pat Sajak is 64, and Seth MacFarlane turns 37. George W. Bush signed the Patriot Act on this day. Yay. Anyway, hey, I'm trying to get an answer to a question, and I tried to call my doctor yesterday, and I could walk to my doctor's office. I mean, it really is right at the end of my street. And that, in essence, was one reason that I chose him, because A, he's a great guy, but number two is I could crawl down to his office if I ever had to. The driveway may be a little rough, but yeah. So I'm trying, since I've had bronchitis, I want to know how long I have to wait to take the flu shot, because I'm at my mom's nursing home all the time, and you've got to have a flu shot if you go out there. But they basically inject you with the flu. That's how it works. And so I don't want to get sick again, but I also want to do the right and safe thing. So I'll try to find. So what I'll do is what I always do is when I go to Kroger, my store, my grocery store, which has a pharmacy, I'll ask Hal, the guy. This isn't that a great name? Kind of like the robot from 2001 Space Odyssey. Hal?
Yes, Bill.
How long should I wait after having bronchitis before I take the flu shot?
You're looking very nice today, Bill.
Okay. Oh, DirecTV. Well, a new receiver box is on its way. I need another sip of coffee. It's not even 6 o'clock in the morning here, although this is later than I usually record these things. But yes, there's a new receiver on the way, and I'll be getting my television shows. And now I'm wondering if I even need something like DirecTV anymore, because I watch The Daily Show on my computer. And as I'm watching the show, because everything's online now, you know, all these shows, you may not be able to see them at the exact time that they are broadcast, but if you miss an episode or something, you just go online and watch it on the website of whoever the network is that provides them. We're really coming into an interesting time in broadcasting. And in the next couple of years, everything is going to change. I haven't really wrapped my head around Apple TV yet. I don't think it's nearly what it could be or should have been. Google TV kind of looks cool. They have the whole experience right there on your television screen. But I don't know. We'll see. What do you use? Tell me about your television setup, because I'm really interested in how this plays out in so many different markets. And I think the people in the UK are maybe a little more advanced than we are as far as having this, you know, grid set up where you can get internet and watch television all at the same place. But we'll see how this pans out. But the people at DirecTV were just as nice as they could be. And I'm getting a free receiver. Apparently, my old TV box is so old, the guy thinks that it may not have even have been the power surge. It just wasn't time for that box to work anymore. And his exact words were, "We don't want the box back. Just keep it." You know, usually, because the one I'm getting now can potentially be high def television, which I thought was kind of cool. But I just get standard, because I got like regular 4:3. You know, my YouTube videos are higher quality than the pictures that I get on television. But yeah, that's what I have, and that's all I need, because the crap that's on television, I don't really need any kind of high def stuff, not right now. But it's a great service, and it's the cheapest thing that I can get. And God knows I don't want to have to deal with a cable company here, although I will if I have to. There's a new report out, matter of fact, that the people at AT&T, you know, DSL, which is what I have, cannot come close to living up to the speed of cable access internet. So, the cable speeds are so much faster, and people are moving over to the higher speed in droves, and it's really becoming a problem, and there's no way that AT&T is going to be able to continue to put fiber optics into people's house. Although, there's this guy that lives down the street. I swear this is true. And they used him as a pilot, a guinea pig for fiber optics. He gets in this one house, and it's the only house in Macon, he gets high-speed fiber internet in his house. And he's moving. Idiot, he's moving. By the way, Daily Show, Macon. There's a lady that was grabbed from Macon to go to the Rally for Sanity. You got to watch it. Go to Comedy Central. And we'll see you tomorrow.